Welcome to the Musical Companion for Peace Festival. I'm your host, Sarah Bowman. I started on the Musical Companion project over a year ago. Our first iteration was a Musical Companion Festival for transition in hopes that we were exiting the pandemic time. It was then that I was inspired to create a festival due to my own grief from profound loss. Something had changed in me that inspired curiosity toward difficult, surprising, and big emotions rather than the habit of escaping or fleeing from them. Maybe it was my desire to be entirely present and not lose time in the precious years of my children's youth. Perhaps I was trying to find the fastest route through pain to resilience. I had become detached from the reality I had previously accepted. The Musical Companion series started as a tool in my own process of well-being. It was a risk to depart from the simpler entertainment aspect of my musical career, but this felt more meaningful, to design something with a purpose toward well-being and positive social change. 2022 revealed the need for a Musical Companion for Peace as the crisis in Ukraine held our attention. My pillow song and life partner Rene and I decided to invite Ukrainian musicians to join us for this festival who had become refugees of war. The festival and these, its subsequent podcasts, are benefit concerts. We collect money to rebuild culture in Ukraine, and we collect money to support organizations of humanitarian assistance serving all refugees of war. For details, please visit our homepage, www.pillowsong.com. When I wrote this song for the festival, I hadn't met Misha and Roxana yet. I looked them up online and listened to their beautiful music, and I immediately felt a closeness with them. I thought they were at least 10 years younger than they are. This is always a new season.
The ice and snow have crept up to the mountain peaks. From a moving distance I still see. I'm remembering caresses of the lake water. At a simpler time I felt at ease. How they cradled my door. His father sees them burst and disappear, and he smiles at me. No matter what has been, no matter. Your memories are lost in the debris. You had the strength of heart to travel far, but you didn't flee. You are the living spark the future needs, where silence meets defeat. Be free, your unborn children, be free. No matter what has been, no matter, no matter
The Musical Companion for Peace Festival took place in late June and early July 2022. It wasn't just a concert. As tempting as it was, we didn't just play the hits from Woodstock or the anthems from the Civil Rights Movement. MC2 was a year-long process that had roots in the exploration of questions such as, why are things the way they are or seem the way they seem? What new lens have we started looking through and what damage is it doing? Why are there so many suicides among youths in our community? Why are people feeling so disconnected, unable to support one another, and fearful of former close friends? More importantly, how can we find our way back to our loved ones and find our way forward to a future we want for ourselves and our children? And of course, what role can our songs and universally well-loved songs have in this process of healing, belonging, and overcoming fear? I started reading and taking courses, and I started a lot of new practices too. From this shift, I created a series of 45 questions and asked members of our musical community if they would be open to an interview. The timing was sensitive. It was the time of transition that we had expected nearly a year prior. People were still isolated, uncertain, and socially awkward. Many still are today. The results were fascinating in that they seemed to reveal two lists of common words, which I divided into categories called to invite and to expunge. The musicians, many of whom had participated in the interview, were then invited to carefully consider their song choices or write new songs with these fascinating lists in mind. Suddenly, we had a program with this incredible crazy glue of support and solidarity that, no pun intended, infected the audience as well. Many of us felt a definitive 180 turn in terms of our separateness. In this kickoff episode, you're only hearing about it from me, but in future episodes you'll hear from the musicians themselves. And more. We're listening to excerpts from the first of three nights of music, each with a unique focus. Today, we're visiting the beginning of the Musical Companion for Peace Festival, featuring songs of healing. Earlier, you heard the piano improvisations of Roxana Smirnova, along with Misha Kalinin from Ukraine. And now you're going to hear the band featuring Matias Künzli on drums, Jonas Künzli on bass, and Christian Winokur on guitar. This is called A Fair Weather Situation.
Have a favorite. fair weather friend situation, and I say this with no exaggeration. If life were just one big vacation in the sun, with no conflict, no pain, no isolation, without nimbus stratus or stratus and nebulosis, then we'd be so good there'd be nothing to discuss. But something is wrong and it's preventing us from upgrading our relationship status and from building world peace while you're at it. And it's strange, look, so I read all these fascinating books, and here's what I took away from Brené. Increasingly we praise perfectionism, providing and pleasing. It's our armor to protect our egos and our feelings. We don't emphasize self as just being. Instead, we act like someone's always watching, conscious of the clock tick-tocking, and we're afraid. Self-conscious, insecure, or overconfident, we work to secure a certain response, and then we judge those around us as we truly judge ourselves, always wishing we were somewhere or someone else. Presence escapes us, especially as a friend. It takes a lot of courage to show up and not pretend that we're not needed, not useful, and instead lend a hand. When avoiding this is our reaction to the task of coming to the rescue before we're even asked. Because when shit gets real, it means going down the road with the one who needs to heal, not knowing what we're risking by feeling what they feel. But it's not worth imagining that helping will deplete you, or that you too will get consumed or confused. Consider the consequence to your hesitance, because the message you send could do more than just defend. It could seem to mean that they are meaningless to you, and maybe ask yourself if that is true. It's a fair weather friend situation, and I say this as suicide prevention. It's taken a long time for me to speak about or envision the changes I want to see around the world now that I've been down that road and back up again. I know how hard it was to be my friend when rain clouds hovered overhead. I couldn't string two thoughts together when I was overwhelmed. I could feel the patterns, but I couldn't really tell what was going on. Life just felt unfamiliar and wrong, and words failed me, the talker of all talkers, the Midwestern gone New Yorker. When she starts, no one can stop her. No words, but reflection, a fair weather friend situation. Safe to not know what I needed. I couldn't form the questions out of feeling mistreated. I felt pressure to be stronger than I could ever know how, or be further in my process and focus on the now, because social rejection adds heat to the flame. The only option left was my self-made cave, and in there I started to read and to listen, incapable of reaching out. I reached in. So what was going wrong? Think about that, my privilege in my sanctuary. I wasn't shook, but I knew it was temporary. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's no longer a valid thing to say, unless you think strength is a hardening or dissociating from reality. Don't leave because you don't know how to handle me. Don't stay when you're being mistreated. See, there's one important distinction: serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Regarding refugees, we need to step up, be unafraid of change. We are all one. The ones who carry guns to defend supremacy that belongs to no one. They focus on that when we're getting cooked by the sun. If one of us is hungry, then we're doing something wrong. Blame. It's never the solution. It's all about proof then. It just divides us and causes strife, and that's no way for us to live our lives. War, what is it really good for? So what can be done with strong feelings of despair when we're all still spent from the last 2 years? now, because this festival is based in truth and love. The story starts here, but above all, it's where we wish to be, that deepens meaning in our healing. With compassion, lift, and song, together we are strong. In the dry, cold, hot, wet weather, we belong. Fair weather friendship, think about this. I learned that inner peace is born from self-acceptance. When you hold my hand, I can step into the ring. That's where I feel worthy of receiving. And the giver can give in a really good way, through asking and listening and holding space. Don't judge, just show up how you really, really are today. Standing in the hurt, we often self-betray. Get to know your anger so it doesn't dictate your actions or define you. Talking to emotions, here is what I sound. What anger really wants to say is, take care, take time, take my hand and survey. Cause that ocean of connection is just one deep breath away. And it wants to say, you're not alone, not anymore. There's a light, here I am, that's the door. It's a fair weather situation, and I say this as climate change prevention. Busyness, exhaustion, consumption, and addiction have led us toward mindless participation. Curiosity and capacity for closeness, for empathy. We need courage to face the most terrifying thing. Yes, you know what I mean. It's intimacy. Pain doesn't wait for fair weather, you know. Pain doesn't keep it light or in control, because it's signaling for change and it's pushing for growth. Set the big, big feelings free to stand on their own. Cause hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. How does that make you feel? Suppressing is like saying that the rain is unacceptable. And if you can't shine all the time, it's a criminal offense. Being stuck inside your head cause of trauma, of loss, fear of rejection, fear of death. We have a fair weather friend situation, and I say this is the world crisis. Pay attention, united are we under this human fear response. Try to remember before you try to find fault. Try to find the space between sensation and reaction, cause building kind awareness is a very good practice. And pain causing pain is adding fire to flame. Instead of allegiance to the sun, we can also be the rain. Cause life without pain is only joy, light. Without learning from the suffering, there's only fight or flight. And how do we find peace when we don't also love the storm? Stop escaping into habits that make the planet too warm. Mindlessly the hours slip, avoiding conflict. And we fail to go deep in our fair weather friendships. And what happens then when life is just pretend, and we fit into an Insta-frame reality containing only novelty? And we make ourselves in the form of gods, and nothing is ever wrong. Just read my happy blog. Truth appears, triggering our fears. We can switch the channel, then we're the lucky ones. We have the resources to help someone. Service. When the war is far away and you are safe, what can you do today and every day? Maybe send a prayer or maybe donate. Start where you are. You can build up the strength to open your heart and let it guide your actions. Whatever holds you back needs immediate attention. Mindful reparation of a fair weather situation. So we gather and we open our hearts to one another. And the music is the bed that helps us recover. So let's rest here together. Let the music do its thing. Thank you all so much for listening.
That concludes episode number one of the Musical Companion for Peace Festival 2022. Please tune in for episode two, where we get to hear the story and meet our guests, Roxana Smirnova and Misha Kalinin from Kiev, Ukraine. To donate, please visit www.pillowsong.com. We love hearing from you, so visit our socials. Pillow Song is on Facebook and Instagram. I'm your host, Sarah Bowman. See you next time.